Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
So welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm Rebecca Miller, guest hosting the show today with our co-host Otto Loos and radio show producer Christina Liu. Before the break, we were just talking about some of the changes that have happened over COVID with, you know, within the restaurant industry and how we've all adapted to it. But the good news is they're doing things now, like Christina brought up that igloo, because it is getting colder out. And, you know, right now we are able to eat in restaurants, but it's at like a very small percentage. So a lot of the restaurants on the island and the city are trying to come up with creative ideas. I mean, I've seen rented tents now where they're setting up outside the restaurant. If you are lucky enough to have that kind of space, you know, or these tents. So, you know, it seems like we're trying to do it so people are coming out to restaurants and enjoying. But one of the other industries on Long Island that, you know, has really been impacted is the entertainment industry and with our musicians and cover bands and, you know, even with the town, because one of the things that I do through community services is we have several events that we schedule bands for, cover bands, and those all had to be canceled. And that's a lot of musicians. And then also with Funday Monday, every Monday in the summer, we had, you know, Steve and Edie, and we'd have all these different bands that would do doo-wop or, you know, Elvis and Frank Sinatra. And every single one of those events, you know, they were all canceled. And it's awful for the musicians. However, now, you know, under the guidelines, you know, the venues, a few of the venues have closed. Otto, we were talking about that too. You know, whether they're just music venues or theaters, but so many had to close because you can't really, under these guidelines, I'm not 100% sure of them. You can't really charge a cover charge. So what they're doing now is that some of the places that didn't serve food have to also serve food. Right. 'Cause one of the things you have to do is order food when you're at a bar, so is there now kind of turning some of these places currently into more of a dinner theater. Mm-hmm. So you maybe pay in advance a certain amount of money in place of the cover charge, and you have to order food, a dinner, and the band can play there. And really depending on the size of the venue and the stage, how many people can fit on there. So it's been complicated, and you know, a lot of the Long Island musicians have lost a lot of gigs, but you know, they're all trying different ways, just like we're doing. You know, yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening on Zoom and Facebook, and you know, hopefully once we kind of get through this, it'll you know, kind of go back so that we can start booking Long Island's wonderful entertainers like we always did, and a lot of these venues can bounce back. So you know, it is important to make sure that you know, everybody's aware of all the different kinds of areas that are impacted by the close down.
Well, think about movie theaters, all right? Talk about entertainment. Movie theaters haven't had a person in there since March the 16th. Mm-hmm. And if you look at some of these movie theaters, look at the space that they take. They take huge pieces of property with all the parking and everything that goes around with it. And you know, they have to have awful big pockets in order to survive. Now it's 7 months just about where nothing has come in, and all the overhead of having to maintain these huge buildings, in many cases, you know, 5 screens, 10 screens, whatever, how big the size is, they still have expenses to pay. And some of them, I'm afraid, are not going to make it. First of all, movie theaters were having a problem in the first place. Before that all started. So I'm not trying to be the doom and gloom here, but I think, like, if Kyle were on today, the future rebuilding of Long Island, I think some of the things that have to be thought about is some of these places aren't going to have anybody in them. So now what? What are they going to do with all these places? And there's a big need for a lot of other things, like they talked about two family houses or multiple family dwellings to keep seniors and younger people on Long Island. I grew up in a multiple family dwelling, which was a two family house with everybody's house stuck next to each other. And it was great. I never had a problem. And I look back on it, and that's how my mother and father could afford to have a house, because they had rent from people and they were able to share the expenses. So that is nothing to do with nothing, but
No, we know, Otto. I think the bottom line is, listen, there's so many factors, as Beck said, and so many things and layers, you know, that like the more you think about it, your head, because there's so many different things that were affected, right? You know, we always say first, you know, here's the COVID, you know, and it's the medical thing, everyone's fear, but the trickle effect of everything that meant and the shutdown, you know, it impacted so greatly. And I think what's so important is it really needs to be a community, a local government, you know, and then even further, you know, conversation about how to rebuild. You know, listen, we're still in it. Obviously, it's not as doom and gloomy as it once was, but it's still, we're still very much in this situation, you know, and it's, so it's very hard, you know, because everyone, you know, you hear this looming second wave, whatever it might be, and no one knows. So everyone's kind of just trying to play their part in being safe, you know, for the most part. And it's just, but I think in the future, it's, you know, and like, you know, we say all the time, there's a lot of things that can come out of this, you know, maybe with these local restaurants and whatnot, and musicians, that kind of, you'll create more, a new way of looking at things, you know, things might mm-hmm. not be exactly the way they once were. You know, I was laughing because, as most people know, concerts are a huge part of my life. So that being, you know, shut down this season was just crazy. You know, it was every, and I had so many pre-tickets for everything. Yeah. And it was, you know, but I was looking at other countries, what they were kind of doing, you know, and it wasn't such a bad idea. I mean, it was like this outdoor field and everyone kind of had their own little like square thing with like fencing, and they were like socially distant. So you had your party. And I was like, I actually think that's kind of nice. I wasn't minding, you know, so if there's the space, obviously, for certain things that can lend it to, you know, I saw that the Vanderbilt Museum is having a concert under the stars, you know, so they're going to have socially mm-hmm. distance, you know, you bring your own chairs. So it's a hard part of this, which I know, and I could speak from experience because, you know, I'm a very, in a lot of ways, routine kind of person, right? So I like to look forward to certain things, and I have my places and, you know, my traditions. So when those things are altered, it's, you know, rocks my world to a certain extent with, you know, depending on what it might be. But I think, you know, in this situation, you have to be flexible and kind of open-minded to look at things in a new way, you know, and if what everyone has different things that are important to them. And I think whatever your thing is that you want to see still here, you support it as best as you can.
Well, what we all have to remember is the top line of this whole thing is 207,000 number right now, yep. roughly, people have died.
Yep.
How many people have been impacted by that?
Yeah, I know. There's so many layers to this.
Spouses, family, friends, mm-hmm. grandchildren, whatever. You know, the number of people impacted. So the trade-off here is, you know, if you're not impacted by it, it's really hard to see that.
Right,
but absolutely. Back to life thought, there's a lot of people like the fires in California. You know, you look at those things and you think, oh, my God, you know. And anything like that, if it's not right in your door, it's hard to imagine that ever can happen to you,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it can happen to you, you know, all of the yous are people just like we are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been impacted. Their lives have been ruined in many cases and in many cases taken, then they no longer have a life. So
like some PTSD for sure. Yeah. And it's already starting, you know, and like you were saying, Otto, on top of, you know, the COVID, you know, we had the fires, we've had protests, we've had blackouts.
Yeah.
You know, it's been, we've all been kind of, you know, I think there's everybody in some way has been traumatized to some degree.
You're so right. You're absolutely right. You know, and it creates, you know, and that's what, you know, I think is very difficult is, you know, like I said, and I say this every show because I think it's equally as important as, you know, the fear of getting, you know, sick, physically sick from a COVID situation. The mental health to all this, I think, is probably the numbers are even more staggering, frankly, you know, that because I think it just because we are in such a time, you know, Beck, as you were saying, with so many different things going on, it creates this state of uneasiness.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, so you're, it's like, because I laugh all the time with my mom. It's like, you know, one day you'll have this feeling like, okay, you know, I'm kind of keeping things normal. You know, I'm doing little things, you know, to keep life somewhat, you know, how it used to be. It's like, but then all of a sudden something will happen and you'll see something or you'll hear something and it like rattles you, you know, and all of a sudden you're like back to square one of like that feeling of terror and fear, you know, and I think it's so easy now for that to be sparked because of these lasting effects of being in this situation.
Well, you know, we're all born into this world with a different deck of cards, all right? And everybody reacts differently to everything. And there are so many things now to react to,
right?
Which is not normal. But the things you mentioned, all of those things, if you watch the news, some people, unfortunately, I know, do watch the news, and we've talked about this before, watch the news all day long. And all that can do is drag you down the drain and make it worse for you or more difficult for you to handle all the chaos and many ways that is going on around us. And you really have to pocket it, in my opinion, into a little compartment and try to keep it in perspective. You know, what can you do about your situation? That's all we can handle. You know, you can't, like I really empathize with the people out in California with those forest fires. When you look at that, and they say like there's 8,000 homes burnt down. That's more houses than there are in New Hyde Park. All of New Hyde Park would be burnt down, you know, basically. Farmingdale, it probably would be like all of Farmingdale being burnt down or Levittown. You can't imagine. If you looked around in the Levittown or wherever, and all the houses are leveled and they're down, what does that do? You know, I mean, that's unbelievable. You're starting from scratch. Just look around you in your own home and the stuff that's there. You know, and all of a sudden, all that stuff is gone, and you don't even have a place to live. You know, it's brutal.
No, I think that's why it's. You know, it's all putting it in perspective, right? Your situation, right. Because I think, like I said, it's so easy and it's at no one's fault and different people to different degrees struggle with it, you know, but feeling like, you know, it's just, it gets too much, right? And you could worry, because I say this to my mom all the time, she's like the queen of worry. And I'm like, you know, there's so many things that are so, and I could talk a big game and then I'll get nervous about it. But, you know, it's just, I think it's really, you know, because you could look around and see, it's really just focusing yourself, you know, harnessing that in and realizing that everyone's got all kinds of stuff going on and it's being a little easy on yourself during this time, you know.
And that's a great time to take a little break. We'll be right back with Project Independence in You here at WCWP.org.